The House will be in order. Introduction of bills.
House Bill 5267 by Committee on Agriculture, a bill for an act relating to the E15 gasoline infrastructure and providing for awards of financial incentive to participate in persons.
First reading of bills in order for committee amendment for the Committee on Appropriations.
House Bill 2568 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act establishing a cybercrime investigation unit in the Department of Public Safety to investigate crimes with the nexus of internet or computer technology, including crimes involving child exploitation and cyber intrusions.
First reading of bills in order for committee amendment placed on the calendar.
Senate File 2360 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to classroom management and related practitioner preparation procedures for reporting classroom violence and assaults to corporal punishment, establishing a grant program and fund for creation of therapeutic classrooms, providing claim reimbursement to school districts for costs related to therapeutic classrooms, making appropriations, and including effective date provisions.
First reading of bill is an order for committee amendment referred to the Committee on Appropriations. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Bergen for House File 2220, Representative Thorpe for House File 2235, Representative Osmundson for House File 2269, Representative Gassman for House File 2291, Representative Hanusa for House File 2340, and Representative Thompson for both House File 2363 and 2364.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnesheek, Representative Bergen, for opening comments on House File 2220.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 2220 is an act relating to the definition of young adults for a purpose of participation in the Preparation for Adult Living program. The Department of Human Services is asked to expand the definition of eligibility for the PAL program, that is, Preparation for Adult Living program. With the implementation of the Families First Prevention Services Act, more youth are being placed with extended relatives or fictive kin. The definition is expanded to include foster youth who were court-ordered to reside with a relative or other person with a significant relationship with the youth. The voluntary aftercare services for foster youth are available for 3 years up to age 21. The services improve the successful transition to adulthood, working on life skills, housing, education, and employment. The change will offer these services to children placed with relatives without them needing to be placed in formal foster care or group care settings. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask for your support in adopting this change.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Sunday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was pleased to serve on this subcommittee and am glad to see this bill come through. The expanded definition is a good thing, and this is a great program, and I'm glad to see that more young people will be eligible for it. So I hope you all support it. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman, Representative Bergen, for closing comments on House File 2220.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the assistance of Representative Sunday and Representative Dolacek for their work on the subcommittee. I move the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
The gentleman from Winnesheek moves the bill be read the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2220, a bill for an act relating to the definition of young adult for the purpose of participation in the preparation of adult living programs be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor shall vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Mitchell votes aye. Hall votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Bennett votes aye. Hinson votes aye. Gaskell votes aye. Zumbaugh votes aye. Thompson votes aye. Jacoby votes aye. McConkie votes aye. Stade votes aye. Wheeler votes aye. Height votes aye. Orth votes aye. Upmeyer votes aye. Abdul Samad votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Marion, Representative Thorpe, for opening remarks on House File 2235.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 2235 creates a further sanction to those who would engage in the criminal enterprise of human trafficking. The bill would disqualify a person from receiving a commercial driver's license if that person has been convicted of a felony that involved a commercial motor vehicle while in the commission of an act involving human trafficking. $37 million in federal highway funding is tied to the passage of this legislation. However, even if that were not the case, I believe the bill is still good on its own merits. Those are my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Sunday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was also on this subcommittee, and this bill makes sense. I hope you'll vote for it. Thanks.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Thorpe for closing remarks on House File 2235.
This bill helps discourage those who might engage in human trafficking, and this bill helps punish those that do. My thanks to the subcommittee, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Marion moves that the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, clerk will read.
House File 2235, a bill for an act disqualifying a person convicted of human trafficking involved in the same use of commercial motor vehicle from operating a commercial motor vehicle for life, be enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Will the clerk open the machine and record your vote? Gaskill votes aye. Baxter votes aye. Pritchard votes aye. Wessel Crochelle votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Zumba votes aye. Converse votes aye. Stade votes aye. Orth votes aye. Bennett votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Wheeler votes aye. Judge votes aye. Kaufman votes aye. Smith votes aye. R. Smith. Jacoby votes aye. Postgen votes aye. Height votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 95. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 5. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the lady from Clayton, Representative Osmondson, for opening comments on House File 2269.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 2269 eliminates the monthly budget maximum for individuals in the Medicaid Home and Community-Based Services Elderly Waiver. This waiver provides certain supports to keep individuals in their homes or communities rather than more expensive medical institutions. The bill also requires DHS to track the average amount expended per waiver recipient each fiscal year and report the information to the legislature by October 1st. Mr. Speaker, these are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Derry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was pleased to serve on the subcommittee for this bill. It's a good bill, and I urge my colleagues to support it.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Osmondson for closing remarks on House File 2269.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Anytime we can keep individuals in their home or the least restrictive environment, it's good for the person and for the taxpayer. Mr. Speaker, I move this bill.
The lady from Clayton moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2269, a bill for an act relating to the Medicaid Home and Community-Based Services Elderly Waiver Monthly Budget Maximum being enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Gassman votes aye. Wheeler votes aye. Gaskill aye. Huseman aye. Zumbaugh aye. Kressig aye. Orth aye. R. Smith aye. Judge aye. Confirst aye. Wessel Crochelle aye. Running Marquardt aye. Jacoby aye. Height votes aye. Hall votes aye. Sunday votes aye. Baxter votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnebago, Representative Gassman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 2291 authorizes the College Student Aid Commission to organize a corporation under Iowa's revised Iowa Nonprofit Corporation Act that qualifies under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code as a tax-exempt organization. The corporation must be organized for the purpose of receiving and disbursing funds from public or private sources to be used to provide Iowans with educational financial assistance under programs administered by the Commission in accordance with Code Chapter 261. At the beginning of the Obama administration, they took control of the college loan program. That left the College Aid Commission in the state of Iowa without the duty of loaning out money to college students, leaving several million dollars in an account that was no longer needed. We've been using that money to operate a part of the Student Aid Commission's duties. Those funds will be depleted in the near future. The funds donated to the 501c3 will be used to operate the Student Aid Commission in the future and help students pay for college costs. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this particular bill gives our College Student Aid Commission that operates several programs for college going, some education around college costs, and a lot of gear up programs throughout the state, the opportunity to continue those programs, which are not funded by the state, but certainly serve the purpose of the College Student Aid Commission. I urge your adoption of this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Gassman for closing remarks on House File 2291.
I would just like to thank the other members of the subcommittee, Representative Dolichek and Representative Winkler, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Winnebago moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2291, a bill for an act related to the authority of the College Student Aid Commission to organize a nonprofit corporation being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Zumbaugh votes aye. Kressig votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Hine votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Height votes aye. Confirst votes aye. Wessel Crochelle votes aye. Olson votes aye. Kerr votes aye. Losey votes aye. Baxter votes aye. Sunday votes aye. R. Smith votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 95. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 5. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. At this time, the chair recognizes the lady from Pottawatomie, Representative Hanusa, for opening comments on House File 2390.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2024 is a bill that would allow Iowans who have a 529 plan to use those funds for a child who has special education needs but who lives out of state. Currently, Iowa taxpayers do not pay taxes on money withdrawn from a 529 plan for education expenses in an elementary or secondary school in the state of Iowa. This is a narrowly drawn bill that allows tax-free withdrawals to pay for education for children who meet the definition of special education already defined in code, but who live out of state. Mr. Speaker, this concludes my opening remarks.
There are amendments. The chair will recognize the lady from Saratoga. The clerk will call up the amendments.
H8029 by Steckman of Saratoga.
The chair recognizes the lady from Saratoga, Representative Steppen, for opening comments on H8029.
Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H8034 by Steckman of Saratoga.
Chair recognizes the lady from Saratoga for opening comments on her amendment.
Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment also. Thank you.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. That disposes of all the amendments. We are now on discussion for House File 2340. Is there further discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of this bill. I was on the subcommittee, and I believe this is an excellent use of these funds to help special needs children. And for parents to have an opportunity to seek out special needs facilities that will help their children. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Pottawatomie for closing remarks on House File 2340.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe this bill allows Iowans to meet and support the special education needs of children regardless of where they live. I would like to thank the members of my subcommittee, Representative Stade and Representative Shipley, and I move the bill.
The lady from Pottawatomie moves bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2340, a bill for an act related to the Iowa Educational Savings Plan Trust by permitting the use of funds for certain beneficiaries to attend out-of-state elementary or secondary schools and including retroactive applicability provisions be it enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. Clerk, open the machine and receive your vote. Hall votes aye. James votes aye. Zumbaugh votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Confers votes aye. Wessel Crochel votes aye. Olson votes aye. Hine votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Losey votes aye. Height votes aye. Salmon votes aye. Wolf votes aye. Kerr votes aye. Jacobson votes aye. R. Smith votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and the House pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96, no, 0, 4, absent or not voting. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes Representative the gentleman from Green, Representative Thompson, for opening remarks on House File 2363.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 2363 provides that landscaping contributory employers, which are newly subject to unemployment insurance, shall pay at the 21st benefit ratio until the end of the calendar year which the employer's account has been chargeable for benefits for 12 consecutive calendar quarters. This brings landscaping businesses up to par with similar industries, construction, on their unemployment insurance contribution rates. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Cassina.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I had the opportunity to serve in the subcommittee, and I would encourage my caucus to support this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Thompson for closing remarks on House File 2363.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to thank my subcommittee of Representatives Cassina and Brink and move the bill.
Gentleman from Green moves bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2363, a bill for an act related to unemployment insurance contribution rates for certain landscaping employees be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Zumbaugh votes aye. Wheeler votes aye. Fry votes aye. Nielsen votes aye. Height votes aye. Olson votes aye. Confirst votes aye. Wessel Crochelle votes aye. R. Smith votes aye. Hall votes aye. Hall votes no, I apologize. Hall votes no. Losey votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your votes. The House will pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 89. Those voting no, 7. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Green, Representative Thompson, for opening remarks on House File 2364.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 2363 adds the word records to code to say that an employer or employing unit refusing or failing to make and file required reports, records, or pay any contributions, interest, or penalty under the provisions of this chapter after 10 days written notice sent to the employers or employees units last known address by certified mail may be enjoined from operating any business in the state while in violation of this chapter upon the complaint of the department in the district court of a county in which the employer or employing unit has had or a place of business. This is essentially, this is intended to facilitate timely communication between IWD and employers when additional records or documentation are requested. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Brown Powers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and Representative Thompson did an awesome job explaining this bill, and we should all support it.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Thompson for closing remarks on House File 2364. The gentleman moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2364, a bill for an act relating to the injunctions issued by an employer for certain violations of the state unemployment insurance law be enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All in favor of its passage shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Wheeler votes aye.
Meyer, aye.
Ann Meyer votes aye. Wessel Crochelle votes aye. Confirst votes aye. Holt votes aye. Zumbaugh votes aye.
Frye
votes aye.
Hinson
votes aye. R. Smith votes aye. Hall votes aye. Cena votes aye. Height votes aye. Wilson votes aye. Bossman votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk will close machine. House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. Bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none and the title is agreed to. Introduction of bills.
House File 2569 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of a grant fund and a grant program administered by the Economic Development Authority to assist eligible out-of-state candidates residing in Puerto Rico and relocation expenses to the move to the state and to fill specific jobs and making appropriations.
First reading bill is ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2570 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the regulation of certain substance-related products and providing penalties.
First reading bill is ready for committee amendment, referred to Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2571 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act creating a work group and study information shared between county medical examiners and the state, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation Criminology Laboratory.
First reading bill is ready for committee amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2572 by Committee on Local Government, a bill for an act relating to the construction manager at-risk commercial construction alternative delivery methods and prohibiting certain other alternative delivery methods in the public sector.
First reading bill is now ready for committee amendment and placed on calendar.
Senate File 2093 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to a Class A felony and life sentences.
First reading bill is now ready for committee amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senate File 2198 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to the notice provision in connection with the designated consumer lending provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for committee amendment passed on file.
Senate File 2201 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the special non-resident deer and wild turkey hunting licenses issued by non-residents, guests, and dignitaries.
First reading bill is now ready for committee amendment referred to Committee on Natural Resources.
Senate File 2249 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to the classification and reclassification of certain secondary roads and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is ready for committee amendment referred to Committee on Transportation.
Senate File 2337 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to civil action against asbestos and cilia and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is ready for committee amendment passed on file. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message House File 2220, 2235, 2269, 2291, 2340, 2363, and 2364 to the Senate.
Are there objections? Chair hears none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks, and if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committees.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you have all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.